Hello, 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 my love, and happy Friday. You have made it to the end of yet another week, and today we are very excited to share a sneak peek of yet another exclusive episode with you that was just released today inside of the subscription to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Every other Friday, I record an episode specifically for you. When you join exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, you have an opportunity to submit listener questions as often as you would like, and I record personalized episodes just for you, answering your question, speaking on your topic, sharing from my own experience, and giving you the guidance, support, and coaching that you need to start taking steps to move forward in your life. Today, you're going to be hearing a sneak peek from the episode that got released today, answering a current listener question inside of exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you desire to join this subscription, you can do so via the link in the show notes of this episode and gain immediate access to all of the incredible episodes over there awaiting you. I love you so much, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Queen and Pep Talks podcast. See ya. So today we have a listener question, and it is from my love, Nicole. Hello, Nicole. She says, I want 2024 to be a year of massive change in my personal development. I want to do the work to heal my childhood traumas and become an overall better, happier version of me. I would love an episode around how you worked on building your emotional intelligence to what it is now. I feel I may have work to do here, and I'm just looking for guidance on where to begin. What steps did you take? Did you read books, listen to podcasts, see a therapist, etc.? I hope that all of this makes sense. So of course it makes sense. Couple of things that I want to share with you before I dive into like the things that have helped me build my emotional intelligence to where they are right now. Number one is, I know often in life we say we want the 12 months ahead to be a massive year of change and growth. And I respect that so much. And of course you can achieve that. But I also want you to be realistic with your expectations of thinking about how much change you need to achieve in 1 year. I know that you've put a lot on your plate this year, and I'm sharing this obviously for you, Nicole, but for anyone else who is listening, who feels like I've taken on a ton this year. I also want 2024 to be a massive year of change and growth and transformation. I want that. But also I'm constantly working at checking my expectations and making sure that what I see of massive change for 12 months period of time to be, making sure that that is realistic, because sometimes we want to undo 20 years of childhood trauma in 1 year. And you know this very well, Nicole, and a lot of my audience knows this. I've been working on my inner child stuff for a long time. I've been working on my emotional intelligence for many years. I've been working on my mindset, my relationship with food, and it's all a continued work in progress. It's not like, oh, this was the year that I made massive growth forward and now the work is done. So just keeping that in mind and reminding yourself that you can achieve massive, massive growth this year, but that doesn't mean that your entire life is going to change. And sometimes we have that expectation. Things like this, emotional intelligence, I can say from my own experience, it's a continued work in progress, much like many other things that require self-awareness and really rebuilding the relationship that we have with ourselves. These kind of things don't change overnight. We certainly don't ever get to a place where we feel like the work is done. And I can say for myself that my emotional intelligence is something that is absolutely not perfect and something that I continue to work on. I certainly still have days where it feels a little bit challenging to manage my emotions, to understand my emotions. So for anyone listening who has not heard of emotional intelligence before, the way that I describe emotional intelligence is really your ability to feel and understand your emotions, but also your empathy for other people's emotions. I see building emotional intelligence is really working on how I perceive the emotions that I have about myself. What do I make those emotions that I'm having about myself mean about me? And what do I make the emotions of other people? What do I make those emotions mean about me? Because a lot of times, as an ex people pleaser and someone who wanted to always keep the peace in life, I always felt responsible for other people's emotions. And I found that that made me feel really bad about myself a lot of the time, because I'm feeling bad because I can't manage other people's emotions or because of the emotions that they have. I often took things personal and really was defensive in times where I didn't really need to be defensive. And I think, Nicole, you and I are so similar in our personalities and in our empathy and all of that, that I would imagine you're pretty similar in that. And it can take time for us to really change that. Because when you've been one way or responded one way to a lot of things for a lot of your life, it can be challenging to change those things. And it requires a number of things that have helped me that I'm going to share with you today.
We are sorry to leave you hanging, love, but that is it for your sneak peek of today's exclusive episode over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks using the link in the show notes of this episode. Until we chat again, I love you and I hope you have the best day ever. See you guys.